Tips for using testimony.
Quote or paraphrase accurately. Accurate quotation involves three things: making sure you do not misquote someone, making sure you do not violate the meaning of statements you paraphrase, making sure you do not quote out of context. Of these, the last is the most subtle and the most dangerous. By quoting out of context, you can twist someone's remarks so as to prove almost anything. Take movie advertisements. A critic pans a movie with these words: "This movie is a colossal bore. From beginning to end, it is a disaster. What is meant to be brilliant dialogue is about as fascinating as the stuff you clean out of your kitchen drain." But when the movie is advertised in the newspaper, what appears in huge letters over the critic's name? "Colossal. From beginning to end, brilliant. Fascinating." Use testimony from qualified sources. What happens when a television actor endorses a cell phone company? A tennis player represents a line of cameras? A retired golfer extols the virtues of a brand of motor oil? Do they know more about these products than you or I? Probably not. They have been paid large sums of money to be photographed with the product in hopes that their popularity will rub off on it. Being a celebrity or an authority in one area does not make someone competent in other areas. Listeners will find your speeches much more credible if you use testimony from sources qualified on the subject at hand. As we have seen, this may include either recognized experts or ordinary citizens with special experience on the speech topic. Use testimony from unbiased sources. In a speech about the controversial sleeping pill Halcyon, which has been blamed for causing side effects such as amnesia, anxiety, delusions, and hostility, a student said, "Pharmacologist Robert Shaw, director of project management at the Upjohn Company, the Michigan-based manufacturer of Halcyon, maintains that it has no more serious side effects than any other sleeping pill when it is used properly. The vast majority of studies," Shaw says, "back us up on that point." As you might expect, the student's classmates were not persuaded. After all, what would you expect someone at Upjohn to say? That its product is unsafe and causes psychiatric disorders? One listener reacted in this way: "For all I know, the statement by Shaw may be true, but he is hardly an unbiased source. I wish you had cited an impartial expert instead." Identify the people you quote or paraphrase. The usual way to identify your source is to name the person and sketch her or his qualifications before presenting the testimony. The following excerpt is from a student speech titled, "Dying to be Thin."
"Treatment of anorexia is a lifetime process. According to Dr. Catherine Halmy, director of the Eating Disorders Clinic in New York Hospital, people think that eating disorders are minor disorders that can be overcome with a little willpower and effort, but these are serious, incapacitating illnesses that require professional intervention."
Had the speaker not identified Dr. Halmy, listeners would not have had the foggiest notion who she is or why her opinion should be heeded. Whether you are speaking in a classroom or a courtroom, at a business meeting or a technical conference, to a community organization or a religious gathering, you will be much more effective if you make clear to your audience why they should accept the testimony of the people you quote or paraphrase.